With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. A U.S. Marine has been identified as one of four people killed when a plane contracted by the U.S. military went down in the southern Philippines. Officials at Camp Pendleton, California, say Sergeant Jacob M. Durham died in the crash of that aircraft that was conducting routine missions, providing intelligence, surveillance, and recon support at the request of our, quote, Philippine allies. The Trump administration trying to identify underperforming workers in the federal government. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
All federal departments and agencies have been ordered to provide lists of employees who are underperforming as the administration seeks to shrink the workforce. Agencies have 1 month to submit names of every employee who has received less than a fully successful performance rating in the past 3 years. The memo also emphasized that the agencies report any obstacles to making sure they have the ability to swiftly terminate poor-performing employees who cannot or will not improve. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, one day after Iran's supreme leader urged no nuclear negotiations with the U.S., its foreign minister hints there may be some wiggle room.
In a statement published on Telegram, Abbas Araghchi said negotiating from a position of weakness would be tantamount to surrender. His comment came after Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei, who has the final word on all strategic decisions, urged the government not to negotiate with Washington, reminding Iranians of previous experience. In 2015, Tehran struck a landmark nuclear deal with the United States, France, Germany, Britain, China and Russia, only to see the first Trump administration unilaterally withdraw from that agreement 3 years later and reimpose sanctions.
And this is SRN News. Delaware Democrats seem determined to pass assisted suicide.
Governor John Carney vetoed a bill that would have allowed a person to take their own life with the help of a doctor, but Democratic lawmakers say they'll try again. There's a new governor in office, Matt Meyer, and suicide advocates think they can get him to sign the legislation. So far, 9 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide over the warnings of pro-lifers who say the practice will put the disabled and elderly at risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, a man who was arrested for firing a shotgun outside an upstate New York synagogue shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023, pleading guilty to federal charges, Mufed Fawaz was arrested after shots were fired outside the Temple Israel of Albany. Iraqi-born man was shouting, "Free Palestine." This is SRN News. A possible medical breakthrough.
Three people with a muscle-destroying disease got a little stronger when an implanted device zapped their spinal cord. Researchers report that a spine-stimulating implant already being tested for paralysis might also aid neurodegenerative diseases like spinal muscle atrophy. Researchers implanted electrodes over the lower spinal cord of 3 adults with SMA in a month-long pilot study. They all stood and walked more easily, although the benefits faded after the implant was removed, prompting a call for longer study. The findings were published in the journal Nature Medicine. John Scott reporting.
Artificial intelligence, the focus of a major summit in France coming up this week. World leaders and experts will gather in Paris for the AI Action Summit, that to hammer out pledges on guiding the development of the rapidly growing technology. More details at srnnews.com.